D-E-A-T-H. What does that spell? Death, 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 death.
Trifecta time. Time for us to remember those who have passed away by taking a moment to consider how much they mattered and whether they have the credentials necessary to gain a room in a three-bedroom apartment in the sky. Where are we, Deej?
We are working on room 409.
409 indeed. Let us welcome in our 7th Chief Justice, the Honorable Donovan Lewis.
With his gavel.
Hard line.
How we doing?
With his robes. His wig.
Yeah, he's got his robe and his wig on, and we are ready.
Nothing underneath the wig.
Never.
Or the robe.
Or the robe.
Or the robe, right.
For the very controversial, I don't know if it's controversial, but I know it's going to stir some dust up concerning the cast and crew here. We will try to induct the noted television actor, Linda Lavin. I'll start with Donovan. Donovan, do you know who Linda Lavin is?
Yes.
Yes. That makes me so happy.
I might have bet against that.
Who is she?
She was Alice.
You're damn to the damn right she's Alice.
He's Captain Vegas and Mr. Sitcom.
I love this. Okay, so let's back up a little bit before we get too excited over the possible induction of Linda Lavin. Linda Lavin passed away at the age of 87 of lung cancer. Boy, if she made it that far to 87 and got lung cancer, if she was a smoker, which I'm sure she was like everybody was from that generation, good on her. Linda Lavin, born in 1937. Her parents were both entertainers. They're in the entertainment industry. Mother was an opera singer. She instantly, at the age of 5, started getting commercial roles. She had a beautiful voice, and she wanted to be an actor from a very early age. She started doing plays early on in New York, and to the tune of being in big Broadway plays, winning a Tony Award back in the day for a Neil Simon play. But she made her money on the TV, in which in the mid-70s, she was cast to play a recurring role on then, fellas, a very popular show called Barney Miller. She played a detective on a sitcom based on this police station. I think it was in New York. And she was kind of a breakout character to the tune of the network saying, look, we've got this spinoff that we want to do based on a Martin Scorsese movie. So Martin Scorsese in 1974 had a film that came out. God, what was it called? Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore. And it wasn't obviously one of Scorsese's big movies, but it registered enough, especially with the critics and with writers, like, oh, this is brilliant. This guy's going to be such a great director someday, you know, all that crap. So Alice Doesn't Live Here Anymore was based on the story of a single mom who was taking her then preteen son cross country to give him a better life from New Jersey to L.A. Problem was, the car broke down in Arizona, and she has to get a job there to pay for the car repairs, and they end up staying there. And that's the basis of the movie, and that was the plot line of Alice, the TV show, which Linda Lavin was cast in the lead in 1977, I do believe.
So the movie was a drama?
Yeah.
But the show was a sitcom.
Exactly.
Weird.
Exactly. So,
were you in on Barney Miller, Donnie?
Yes.
Yeah.
How?
Yeah, I was too.
You watched everything, though.
I tried to watch a little bit of everything to give me a culture, Bob.
Absolutely.
So for those who of a certain age, if you have this, and if you remember, this is back in the day when some sitcoms had theme songs that you thought of as like, wow, this has got to be so boring and so like dramatic.
This show has to be so boring would probably be the reaction.
This was
a lot of
theme songs used to be so long too.
This was the theme song.
Early to rise, early to bed.
And I bet Donnie can sing it.
And in between I cooked and cleaned and went out of my head.
At one time I could.
Going through life with blinders on, it's tough to see. I had to get up, get out from under and look for me. There's a new girl in town and she's looking good. There's a fresh freckle face in the neighborhood. There's a new girl in town with
so,
a brand new style.
This song sung, Donnie, by...
Linda Lavin.
Linda Lavin sang the theme song to her own sitcom. And it was about this woman who worked at this beaten-down diner in the Phoenix area. Her boss was Mel. Her co-workers were Vera and Flo. And Flo coined the phrase,
Kiss my grits,
which became a where's the beef phenomenon in the United States. My parents thought kiss my grits was the funniest thing anyone has ever said.
It's just like what you're talking about, Willis, from Different Strokes.
Yes, yes. And it's almost like people were waiting around.
Yep.
Like it
to
was
hear that.
Once per episode, they would put it in there.
Like it's her dynamite.
Yes, Jimmy Walker with dynamite. Same thing. Oh, my God. They did it. They did it. And the thing is about Alice, and I don't know if you felt this way, Donnie, but I watched this pretty much every week as a kid. I thought it was pretty funny.
With your
Vera was the dingbat.
With your legs crossed and your cereal in your lap.
Yes, I did. Alice, Linda Lavin's character, I thought was the worst character on the show.
Yeah.
Like Mel was kind of funny. Flo was all hick and country and from Fort Worth and la la la. And, or Houston or somewhere in, you know, she sounded like a redneck. And yeah, Vera was the dingbat and Alice was just kind of, you couldn't really figure out why she worked at a diner because she was way too smart for that. And you felt like she was not making enough money to take to support her kid who she moved.
Like you needed the backstory of the Scorsese movie?
Yeah. Yes, right? Like, I don't know. And it did have kind of sad undertones, but Donnie, did you watch it almost every week? I did.
I can remember, yeah. And I remember when, because Flo didn't stay on there the entire time. As a matter of fact,
no.
I wonder if she got too big for the show.
She did. She
left. Wanted some more cash and then she left.
She left the show and did her own spinoff show called Flo.
That's right. She sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I was a P1 of the show, big time. I just remembered. I don't know if I thought how good I thought it was. It's just something to watch on television. I don't know what it was, but I definitely watched a ton of episodes.
So she won 2 Golden Globes. She was nominated for multiple Emmys for her role as Alice. And also in the first 7 of, or I guess 6 of the first 9 seasons, it ranked in the top 10, peaking at number 4 for most watched TV shows. And on average, 25 million people were tuned in weekly.
Jeez.
God.
That's the Fox 325 game every week.
Yes. 25 million people were tuned in. She was a mega star back in the day. And then after Alice went away, she went back to doing theater. And matter of fact, I just saw her over the Christmas break and I was sitting there watching this show and I'm like, who is that? Because I hadn't seen her in so long. She was in a TV show on Netflix called No Good Deed. And it was Ray Romano.
Oh, yeah, I watched that.
She was the nosy neighbor that ended up being the murderer. Do you know that was Linda Lavin?
Yeah, I didn't know until remember seeing the credits at some point. I was like, huh.
Yes, and she also filmed like a dozen episodes of this Golden Girls spinoff show that's going to be on Netflix with Nathan Lane. Not a spinoff, but like some sort of copycat Golden Girls type show. And they had to stop production because, you know, she died. But, yeah, dude, in her day, Linda Lavin, she was one of the biggest stars of the late 70s and 80s because of the hit TV show Alice. But is that enough to get her a room in a 3-bedroom apartment, Lando?
Never heard of her until about 10 minutes ago. There's no impact on me whatsoever.
DJ?
You said she was like the worst character in her own show, the most famous show she did.
I did make a mistake in saying that.
She's out.
Yeah, given the body of work that you presented, no.
Oh, my God. I'm going to say yes. Donovan?
I'm going to say yes.
Made a big impact on my life. Now, my two friends who are almost my age, but for some reason those 3 years that separate us, in that time frame, it might as well be a million.
Yeah. Yeah. How badly do we need my vote here? Because she probably really did matter. I have to give her that.
And you didn't even have a TV.
No, I'm quite familiar with her work and how beaten I was to see it on the screen. The show may have had something, but I didn't know. But if it's notoriety and contributing to society and being somebody that people at the time knew, she had 25 million people watching every week. I assume that puts her in.
Your Doodlebug would be very mad.
That's right.
If, in fact, Doodlebug watched this show.
And this,
if this was not a Satan.
I try to fight against the idea that we just vote based on did they matter to us as opposed to did they matter, which is the actual question.
Yeah.
Guys in there?
Yes. Guys
I mean,
in
people
there.
Watched stuff back then because they didn't have Twitter and X videos.
Be that
whatnot.
As it may, 25 million people is a lot of people.
There's not one thing that you watch right now outside of football that 25 million people watch. I just want you guys
hey,
to
Bob,
know.
Hey, Bob, did Doodlebug cover your eyes every time they ripped a lung dart on in Mel's Diner?
Man, Doodlebug didn't have to because I was off doing something else the second I saw one of these spare 76.
You heard that? You heard
screen.
That theme song? You're like, okay, I'm out.
Dude, this lasted until
the 70s
you were...
gets it, though. The 70s got it in the draft.
Okay. So this is like the transfer
this
portal.
This is Mary were... Tyler Moore. This is this. This is just across the board. Waiter, take this away. But she's in.
Dave, am I the swing vote?
I think you
yep.
are.
Yeah.
I hated this GB show so much.
Out! Yes! Linda Lavin. Donovan, I'm sorry.
Who's going to serve us our pancakes?
I don't know. I don't. Flo's dead. Mel's dead. They're all dead.
Oh, yeah. Vera has to be dead. She looked like she was dying on the show.
I know.
Sounds like she got ripped off because she was worth $6 million at the end. And... seems like you should be worth more than that if you were running TV in the 70s.
Yeah, but bad at finances. Out.
Yeah.
$6 million? What do you guys have?
Better Jeez, than you.
Not, yes. not enough to buy your way into Trifecta Lakes.
I guess not.
It was 202 episodes. That's a long-running show.
202.
Donnie, thank you
that's
for your...
101 hours of suck.
Thank you for your service.
Donovan, I'm sorry. We tried.
All right, fellas.
All right, we'll see you. There he goes. Donovan Lewis. All right. Sorry to Linda Lavin.